1.3, maintaining your client's file. Now, you're not actually going to be using the client file till later on in the program, specifically in segment B when you start your initial research and writing assignments. So remember this section. You might even make a note to yourself to revisit this at that point. But we do want to give you an idea of how a file is set up, especially since you're going to have your own file. You should have received that at this point. It was in the Essential Skills bundle that you should have received. If you haven't received that yet, you'll be getting it very shortly, I'm sure, or you'll be it'll be handed out in class if your university orders the books for you. The client file differs a little bit from law firm to law firm, but it's amazing how consistent the files are. They basically organize them in the same way in almost every firm. The form of the file may change from a classification file folder, which is the most common. That's what you're going to be getting. Some firms instead use an expandable file folder. Of course, there's also the digital file folder on a computer, but that's usually an addition to the hard copy that the firm will keep. If you go down on this website, we talk about the maintenance of a client's file and the basic layout of the file. The first panel, when you open it up, the left side will be correspondence. The one on the right will be instruments, and that will include, by the way, a hanging envelope that will be used to keep things like contracts and leases, property information, legal property documents, things like that that can't be stapled, that shouldn't be punched, things like that. So whenever you see what we call a hanging folder, that's the reason it exists. It's for things that should not be mutilated by staples or by hole punches. If you open up the middle part of your file folder, you'll see work product on the left and exhibits on the right. Work product is material that's been created during the process of research, such as notes from a telephone conversation, notes from a meeting with your attorney, maybe even an interoffice memorandum that you've sent back and forth, or copies of emails if one is particularly important that you want to print it out. That will be kept here. Telephone messages. Don't throw away telephone messages. I know that sounds strange, but even those little pink slips or blue slips, those can become important if there's ever a claim by your client that you didn't return a call, things like that. So you want to keep almost everything related to the case. When in doubt, save it. I guess when in doubt, don't throw it out. The exhibits, you won't really have to be dealing with exhibits for most of you. There are a few of you who might want to make up exhibits depending on your fact situations. For instance, a diagram of an accident scene or where a trip or a trip and fall took place, things like that. You can create those. But if you do create an exhibit, remember again, you don't staple it, you don't fold it if at all possible, and you don't put hole punches in it. Instead, you keep it within the hanging envelope. So what happens if you have an exhibit that's too big to fit in there, or if it's something like I'm trying to think of an example, something physical that just can't fit in there? Well, you either keep a separate cardboard box that you keep those kinds of exhibits in and make sure they're clearly marked and kept in a very identifiable place, and then you put a note in the file where it can be found, or you use an expandable file folder. If it's, let's say, just a deposition, for instance, that you want to use, your attorney's going to use as an exhibit, but it's too thick to keep in the hanging folder, you would possibly keep that in an expandable file folder. That we'll talk about that later, I believe in chapter 12 of this volume. Pleadings, the last two panels are pleadings and discovery documents. Pleadings include motions, by the way, and they include orders, things like that. Basically anything that's filed with the court or generated by the court during the process of litigation is a pleading. You're going to be expected to keep an index for those pleadings. So the better organized you are, the more likely it is that this will impress your eventual employer, because at the end of the day, you may want to use this as a kind of an example of your skills. If the attorney asks you, what can I do? What can you do as a paralegal? Bring this out and show him or her. And I promise you that attorney will be impressed if you've kept indexes, if it's neat, if it's organized, if you can find something just by looking at an index. We actually go a little bit overboard with our indexes. Not every firm, for instance, requires indexes of correspondence. We're trying to teach you to do it because it's never a bad idea. It might be a little bit, quote-unquote, overkill, but trust me, if there's ever a letter that's missing, a document that's missing, a correspondence that's missing, and you can't find it, to be able to say it was here at some point and somebody took it out and not that you just misplaced it, that can be very, very important. By the way, once something's in a file, it should very rarely be taken out except for copying and then put right back in. If it's ever taken out for an extended period of time, make a note on a sticky tab or something. So-and-so took this out and has it and the date. And then when it's returned, you can put it back. But that's really important. Finally, discovery on the last part. Discovery is kind of an investigatory process between the parties where they turn over documents, where parties are allowed to ask questions of each other. And we'll talk much more about discovery later. But this is where discovery documents are kept. By the way, both pleadings and discovery, they look a lot alike, as we'll see. They're both in what's called pleading form. And it's something that will be confusing at first, but later on you'll be able to identify discovery and the difference between that and pleadings in a moment's notice. So be sure to keep up your client file. It's to your benefit. It will actually keep you from having to learn that on the job. So if you know this skill now, it means you don't have to learn it once you're hired, and it's going to make you a more valuable paralegal from day one.